This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Preventing substance abuse addiction in middle school is the goal of a new public-private initiative that could be launched in Massachusetts schools by this fall. WBUR's Deborah Becker explains how it'll work.
State Attorney General Maura Healey wants the program called Project HERE in Massachusetts middle schools by the fall.
That is essentially the mandate. Let's get it ready. Let's be ready to roll come September. I do not want to start school without this in the hands of every middle school kid in this state.
Healey says Project HERE will do three things: provide educational toolkits to help students talk and learn about substance use, increase access to social workers and those in recovery, and create an app that will allow young people to connect with others about substance use.
This state has mandated that we talk to kids about substance use and drugs, but we have not comprehensively enough funded that or provided the resources to actually make that happen.
When making budget cuts in December, Governor Baker eliminated almost $2 million from substance use prevention programming. Project HERE is a $2 million program, with the Attorney General's Office putting up $500,000 and General Electric putting up $1.5 million. Ann Klee, president of the GE Foundation, says it's part of the company's pledge to spend $15 million over the next 5 years on local public health issues, a promise GE made as it establishes itself in Boston.
If we as a community are really going to bend the curve and prevent more people from becoming addicted, from falling into the trap of substance use disorders, we have to focus on prevention.
Also working with GE and the Attorney General are the Epicenter Experience, which will help design the app for young people, and Chris Heron, founder of the Heron Project, which helps educate young people about substance use and advocates for treatment. Speaking at GE's new headquarters in South Boston yesterday to announce the project, Heron, a former Celtics star whose heroin use cost him his career, says prevention needs to be part of overall wellness education.
We've been so focused on math and science and history and English, and yet we haven't included wellness as a core class in their curriculum. I'll retire from doing this once wellness becomes a core class in our school system. You know?
But wellness already is part of many schools' curricula, says Tom Scott, president of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents, but he says it should be expanded. He also says that while some Massachusetts schools will start using Project HERE in September, it might not be implemented statewide quite that soon.
I think it's a little ambitious to get us rolling in September, but I think in the fall, it's doable in a lot of different locations. We have to remember that we do have in many of our schools, we do have health and wellness programs in one form or another. So this is going to be how do we then provide these materials and make them purposeful.
Attorney General Healey says she's establishing an advisory council to help devise the educational materials and the app that will be used in the project. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.